At Peterson Farm Seed, we're the kind of seed company that believes in doing the right thing, not the easy thing, every time. Like, always eat your vegetables before you get dessert. Or maybe a better example, doing our own replicated research. Not just strip plots, we're talking tens of thousands of plots throughout this region. Also, we can determine exactly which corn and soybean products will perform where it matters, on your farm. It might be easier to just sell you some seed, but our goal is to help you raise more bushels. Peterson Farm Seed, we're that kind of seed company.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Yes, we're on the Farm Talk virtual farm show brought to you by Degelman. And just because we're on the virtual farm show, it's a Tuesday, doesn't mean we can't head down to Chicago and get some market insight from Bill Moore of the Price Futures Group. Good to talk to you, Bill.
Yeah, it's good to be here talking to you today, Mick.
My goodness, what a tumultuous week we have. Eight days in the markets.
Yeah, it's just, it's the old what a difference a week makes kind of scenario. Market was down and out, and, you know, everybody looking for a real bearish WOTC report last Wednesday at 11. And indeed, it did come out negative. They had the soybean yield at 53 and change, two bushel over what they're looking for. So I thought, oh, here we go again. And the market opened lower. They tried to push it, but they couldn't push it down. They even threw the make new lows for the week. It spiked back higher and managed to close higher and followed through the next two or three days all the way to about a 50-cent rally from the lows of the week last week before the report. So pretty darn a good indication that we've seen the high water mark in these and these row crops. You never know when negative stuff gets dialed in or any kind of information gets dialed into the market. You're going along, and yeah, you know, you get bearish, and we get record crop and record yields and blah, blah, blah in the greenhouse. All of a sudden, it's already in the market, and the price is accounted for, and that's kind of what happened, is it had dialed in a lot of the bad news. As well, we've had stellar exports, you know, almost day after day. Today was a good example of that. We had 8 a.m. exports of 130,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. It's probably China. 130,000 tons of corn to unknown. That's probably China. And 195,000 tons of corn to China. That's on top of 120,000 metric tons of wheat to unknown yesterday, and yesterday morning the inspections at 10 o'clock over a million metric tons into corn. So exports have been unbelievable. That's also helped the market turn as well. We had some dry pockets that have surfaced, and we need a couple more good rains out in the central farm belt to finish this bean crop off as it's setting its pods. So that was behind the turnaround. And indeed, it was. You're looking at the charts. The market off this turnaround made new highs for the recent trading range. It took out the July highs by about 5 or 6 cents. And also Sunday night at 7 o'clock, when the new week started, it left a gap on the charts. You don't see many gaps on the charts. It's a very powerful bullish formation, particularly if that gap doesn't get filled. And the gap right now is about a dime under where no beans are at. So that's a positive. But I think the rally kind of ran its course coming into last night. We had a couple of reasons for the market to correct. Of course, it was overbought. And the crop ratings were that came out yesterday at 3 o'clock were expected to be maybe 3 to 4% down, the good to excellent, but they actually was only a couple percent down. Also, the 6 to 10 day was decidedly wetter in the central U.S. than previously reported, so that was another reason for the correction. And the Pro Farmer Tour, which got underway on Monday, yesterday, has already reported some pretty good yield indications in South Dakota. It goes east to west and west to east, as you know. In South Dakota, we had pod counts of 50% over last year. In Ohio, pod counts of 53% over last year. So the promise of better yields there in those two states also lended to put a little pressure on the market. So that was, you know, why we've seen the pullback in the markets. But it's very exciting what the market's done. And, you know, market's basically saying enough is enough. We'll see what happens from here. I would say going forward that the big positives for this market would be the exports, which have been really good. Almost every day China buys, in spite of all the political tension between the U.S. and China, and even the cancellation of the August 15th meeting, there was going to be a virtual meeting, didn't take place, but still they're buying almost every day. One of the biggest things is a macro factor, and that's the dollar. The U.S. dollar down 55 points today. Look at the chart of the SEP dollar. It's been in a free fall. The dollar is today made new lows for the down move, and just since the beginning of July, it's dropped about 500 points. So it's very good news for the U.S. Exports, making them a lot cheaper to our trading partners than otherwise it would be the case. And the other thing is that looking at the chart of the beans, they're down about 4.5 right now. The market's had a pretty mild correction. You know, given that the market jumped up 50 cents since from last week's lows, and it's only down about 3 or 4 today with the factors I mentioned, that's pretty good. We'll see where they're at 120. But if the market has a mild correction, that's another positive for these markets and the turnaround we've seen since a week ago.
Yeah. Well, Monday was awesome, but Tuesday not so much. So is this, especially like in wheat, my goodness, double-digit gains yesterday in wheat, but now today we're down 9 to 10. Is this just the pendulum swings, a technical correction, or are we still headed higher in the long term for all of them?
I just think the wheat got a boost yesterday off that. I mean, we never see a wheat announcement at 8 o'clock. I mean, if we, you know, Egypt's always buying wheat, but never our wheat, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But it's better they buy something than nothing, you know, so... but yesterday we had an announcement at 8 o'clock that 120,000 metric tons of wheat unknown, probably China was buying it. So I think that helped the market. But then today, with the row crops being down, the wheat reverted to the wheat sister role, and it's back lower. You know, it's still still higher over the last 2 or 3 days, but a pretty good correction today. It's just. It needs its own fundamentals aren't quite strong enough to support an up move independent of the corn and beans.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that's the situation we have in the wheat. Overall, the market is correcting today, and I think it's important to see how far it corrects. But we do have some good fundamentals supporting it. The dollar is one, and the exports are another.
Gotcha. Well, yesterday the feed grains were higher, cattle were lower, but today feed grains are lower, cattle are higher.
Yeah, the cattle market has been supported. If you look at the market, it's been in a nice uptrend, but the market did have a kind of a key reversal yesterday after it reached the highest point it's been since mid-March. And what I think happened in the cattle, a couple things. One is it got overbought, and the pre-Labor Day buying of beef, I think, has kind of maybe dried up. I mean, Labor Day is, a couple weeks away, so they always buy in advance, of course, and I think maybe that's going to run its course. So that's... you know, that's another reason that I think that the market was probably overdone. And the other thing to look at is that we've had the cutout was up about 8 days in a row, and that was probably due for a correction, although it's still quite a bit lower than last year. The last thing would be the cattle and feed report, which comes out on Friday. And, you know, the cattle's made a pretty good run. Just since the last mid-June, it's come up about almost $20. And I think maybe some people are taking profits from this report that comes out 11 o'clock on Friday. You never know how these on-feed reports are going to act. So I think the cattle was due for a correction with all those things coming. The hog market just can't get out of its own way. You know, one day it's looking great, and the next day it looks like dirt. And this, the last 2 days is an example. Hogs rallied up to the high of the recent rally, the October contract near 54, looking great, a nice close, and then they give it all back today, back in the middle of its range. And the culprit with the hog market is just too much production coming down the pike, and the market's already got a healthy premium to cash in there when normally it's discount this time of the year, and it's just too much for the market to hold up right now.
Okie doke. Bill Moore, sage wisdom and excellent insight into what's going on in the markets. Hey, Bill, if producers want to talk to you about the markets or marketing, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, I love talking to producers, and I mean it. And, I have mother star of the family, as I say most every week, our farmers. So I'm still working out of my house. 630-947-5176 is my cell phone. Please give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking on the markets, how your crop's looking.
Gotcha. Hey, Bill, have a good rest of the week. Talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Mick. You do as well, sir.
Thank you.